I got together with my friend Mark Walden for a chat about pet insurance. Not all insurers are the same, and I wanted to get Mark's perspective as he's been involved in the insurance industry for many years. Our conversation was informal, very much one friend to another, with some views not necessarily reflecting the organisations either of us work for. Dog Desk Animal Action did not receive payment for this broadcast. You must be very sure before you purchase any financial service that it is suitable for your needs. Always make informed decisions and consult your financial advisor before purchasing any financial product.
Get your knits from Dog Desk Knits, gloves, wraps, and hats at dogdeskfundraising.com.
Listeners, today we have Mark with us. Mark works for Agria Insurance and he's here to chat to us about what he does and how he and his company keep our pets healthy and fit and well and support us with any worries that we have financially when our dogs get sick, when our dogs and cats get sick. So Mark, hello and welcome to Dog Desk Radio. Thank you for coming along today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
It's lovely to have you here. Mark, let's talk about you. I always like to talk about my guests a little bit first, if you don't mind. I won't be too intrusive. But can you just tell us a little bit about how you ended up working in the pet insurance industry? Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I'm very fortunate in that all throughout my life, I've been living with dogs of some kind. My family have a boarding kennels in Hampshire. They've been running that for almost 40 years. So naturally I've grown up in a household and you know, we're full of dogs and of course I meet all kinds of dog owners. We often volunteer for dog rescues as well. So we used to rent out our kennels to various charities. And I mean, that's been fascinating because you get to meet people in all walks of life. Some very sad stories. I've met a lot of people that have had to relinquish, I don't know what the right word is for that, their pets. And it's never an easy decision for them. But I've met other people, dog wardens, various people who show dogs, that rescue dogs, that work with dogs. Assistance dogs. And so for me, I've had this amazing, fascinating insight into the world of dogs. So what I thought was, when I was younger, I thought I'd do a little blog myself. It used to be called News, Reviews and Interviews About Man's Best Friend. And I did so many fascinating interviews with, dog wardens, dog solicitors, people from the Kennel Club, Dogs Trust, all various types of organisations, and just wanted to really get at the heart of the big issues of the day. So everything from microchipping to dog licensing, really getting into the detail and giving my readers an informed decision, an informed opinion on some of the big topics. And then it sort of went down a weird direction. I ended up working in general insurance. I was selling car and home insurance. And I thought to myself, how did I end up doing this? Mm. So there was a point in my life where I had to get back into the world of animals again. And this opportunity came up at Agria Pet Insurance where I was a rehoming partner manager. So my role would be to travel across the south of England and South Wales, talking to rescues, offering free insurance for their adopters. And I felt like I was back in the world that I absolutely love. So that was about 5.5 years ago. I was promoted to partnership manager. So I manage a lot of the commercial partnerships now. I do have a little side passion project in assistance dogs. So we insure thousands of assistance dogs, which is an absolute pleasure to do.
I bet.
So I feel like I'm living the dream. I'm living the passion, And so yeah, that's where I'm, and here I am today.
Wonderful. Now that we know a little bit about you, Mark, thank you for sharing that with us. Let's talk about your company. They've been around for quite a long time, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they have indeed. Yeah, Argrave Pet Insurance is the oldest pet insurer in the world. So we started pet insurance back in 1890, and so quite a few years back. And it all started in Scandinavia, in Sweden. We insured a horse in 1890, and of course, as dog ownership and cat ownership became more and more popular, we started insuring those. And the rest is history. We've opened up across Scandinavia, and now in the last 15 or so years into mainland Europe. So we now operate in the UK, of course, Ireland, Germany, France, so we are growing across mainland Europe. But the concept of pet insurance is very different in mainland Europe, even in the UK, compared to what it is in Sweden. But yes, we only do pet insurance. So unlike other insurers, we don't do car or home insurance. We've been doing pet insurance, and that's not going to change.
Wonderful. Now, I love insurance. I'm a girl that takes no risks. I like to live a happy life knowing that nothing bad is going to happen to me and my hard-earned cash is going to stay exactly where I want it to. Now, I think that because we don't have any national health system in place for our pets, it is important for us to get that insurance out. It takes that worry away from us. I know that people often say, oh, it's okay, because the likelihood of your dog or your cat getting sick is quite low. And then if they do, you can get an interest-free credit card or whatever. But I mean, sometimes these bills can rack up to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 pounds, can't they? Yeah. So
Yeah.
let's just talk about that a little bit. How do you feel about that sort of statement I've made?
Yeah, no, it's a really good one, and it's one we come across every single day. You're right. We're so lucky to have an NHS where we can walk up through the doors, regardless of pre-existing conditions or our age, financial means, and we're used to being seen to. It's very different for animals, and so the concept of pet insurance is quite a difficult one to sell in the UK in many ways, just because we're just not used to that system. So yes, the whole point of pet insurance is peace of mind for the unexpected. I've got a 7-year-old beagle at home, and he's never caused any problems apart from a dental, which fortunately we were able to cover. But things can happen right around the corner, and it depends how good your credit rating is. If you've got a credit card that has a limit, it can help. But you're right, procedures nowadays can cost up to £12,000, and not everyone has those means to pay it. We do get people that say to me all the time, well, I pay a little bit into my credit card every month, and that could work, but easily it couldn't. And what
Circumstances change also, don't they, for people? We never know what's around the corner, do we?
all it takes is for your boiler to break down or your
Exactly.
tile to come off your roof, and there goes that pot of money. So it's all about risk, and it's for us, the priority is peace of mind, and it is there to be used. One other thing to add, of course, is that one of the things that's different with pet insurance compared to other types of insurance is that you're almost guaranteed at some point during your dog's or cat's or rabbit's or horse's life that you will claim
Yes.
on the policy. Whereas with your car or home insurance, touch wood, there's a fairly decent chance you won't need to use those policies. So the claim ratio is much higher with pet insurance because, sadly, our pets do go ill, and they do get injured.
I'll just tell listeners a little story about our Muttley, who was a Labrador. Now, we bought him as a puppy many, many, many years ago. And so he came with his 5 weeks worth of free insurance, and I didn't get around to renewing it just because I was so busy running around everywhere showing everybody this beautiful dog that I'd fallen in love with. And he got sick very, very quickly, and we ended up with a £4,000 vet bill that we couldn't pay because we just bought a house, our credit cards were maxed, and I had to sell my car and get the bus and walk everywhere and sort myself out. It was a terrible pickle to be in. And I'm not ashamed of that. You know, this stuff happens. It was just because I'd forgotten to do it. So, you know, there I was thinking I've had dogs all my life. Nothing's going to happen to him because nothing happened to them. This is decades worth of different dogs. And wallop, I got clobbered within the first few weeks of his life. And the two dogs that I have currently have both needed veterinary care. So I think that those of you who get off scot-free with dogs that never need any veterinary attention and you never get any vet bills, you're extremely lucky and probably in the minority, I would have. Let's talk about some of the products that are available to people, Mark. Can we please?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one thing that the key word for us with our products is lifetime. And not a lot of people, well, there are some people out there that understand what lifetime is. So lifetime is you're not signed into a contract for your dog's life or your pet's life, nothing like that. What lifetime effectively means is that if your pet develops a condition whilst they're on cover, as part of that lifetime promise, we'll cover for that condition for as long as the policy lasts for. So in a nutshell. So the limit is the limit of the policy. So that's the total amount of vet fees that we cover per year. We've got four levels of cover. So we've got the lowest level, which is £3,000 a year, £6,500, £12,500. And we've just released a product that has £20,000.
That's good.
Cover for a year. And
that's,
you know,
good.
If you used up £15,000 in a year, upon renewal, it would just refresh back to that cover limit.
That's excellent, isn't it? Now, what about things like excess and stuff?
Yeah, so excess is a good one. We've got two types of excesses. One is what we call a variable excess. So this is one that not a lot of people are too familiar with. It's another word for it is co-insurance. So it'd be the amount that you would be happy to pay upfront to the vets. So that's usually a percentage. So it's either 0%, so you don't need to have a variable excess, 10% or 20%. And as you can imagine, the different level of excess will impact your premium. So the more excess you pay, the less premium you generally have to pay. So that's your variable excess. The second type of excess is the fixed excess, which we're used to on our other types of insurance. So that would just be a one flat fee. There is different levels of fixed excess. And again, you can choose which one you want, and that would impact on the premium. The one excess that people aren't too familiar with, and admittedly, not a lot of, there are some insurers out there that aren't terribly clear on it, is the variable excess. So whenever we have a conversation with our customers over the phone, we would give them real life examples. So and say, well, if you have a 10% variable excess and you had to pay for a £2,000 treatment, if my maths is correct, you'd pay the first £200 and then your insurer will pick up the rest of the tab. Minus your fixed excess, of course. So yes, we make it as transparent as possible. We give control for the owner to choose how much excess and ultimately how much that impacts your premium.
If we look at payments of policies, do people pay monthly? Can they pay annually? What happens there?
So
one lump or every month?
Yeah, so either or, so you can pay in one go, which is absolutely fine. You can pay in installments. I mean, I can only speak for Argyle. We don't charge anything extra if you do spread the payments. I'd say the majority of our customers go down that option. So, yes, either monthly or annually.
Excellent. And does this pay out fairly quickly? And how is that managed? For example, would my listeners have to fill out forms to send to you, or does the vet do that, or a bit of both?
Again, we leave it down to the policyholders. So the good thing is we do pay vets directly, because I appreciate, you know, going back to the credit card or your bank statement, we, you know, most people don't have that amount in their accounts. So we would pay the vets directly, and then all that leaves is the owner to pay the excess to the vets at another time. So it's it does give people peace of mind in all areas, not just their pets, crucially, but also their bank balance too.
There's an awful lot of choice going on there as well, isn't there? And I think that you know, potential policyholders have a lot of control over how that financial product is built and created for them. So that's great to hear. Pet Plan, I'm with Pet Plan at the moment. Pet Plan, if you're listening, you might just end up losing a customer in a minute.
well, it's I mean, they're probably one of our biggest competitors, and you know, there's some great insurers out there, and equally there's ones that are perhaps not so great. And it's for us, you know, with pet insurance, the product is the claim service. So we take that extremely seriously. Just before I went on this recording with you, I just checked, we were on about a 3-day turnaround period for claims.
That's so good.
Yes, yeah, I mean, back in the days where I used to deal with house and home and car insurance, you know, we'd deal with claims that were sort of months old. But we understand with pet insurance, you are dealing with members of the family. It's a very stressful time for all owners. I mean, I just claimed dental with my dog, and that was stressful enough. So I can't I can only imagine what it'd be like for the more serious claims. So peace of mind, that quick claim turnaround is absolutely crucial to us in order to be where we are in the industry.
My ears just pricked up there when you said that you claimed for dental.
Yes.
Wow. So, I mean, so many insurers will not cover dental, but Agria does. Yes?
Yeah. We're one of the few pet insurers that do. It is subject to, you know, dental checks being done with your vet. And,
Of course.
You know, there are conditions with that, but yes, absolutely, because it does fall under the general well-being of your pet. And you know, dogs are very good at hiding pain, especially cats as well. And I think, you know, we've all experienced a bit of toothache in the past, and we know how painful that is. So no, absolutely, it's
Is it possible, Mark, to purchase third-party liability insurance from Agria? Because I have it with my policy, because I'm very mindful of the fact that, you know, my lovely dogs, when they're out and about telling people about doggy things and you know, teaching kids education and stuff, that, you know, potentially they could knock somebody over or accidentally or whatever and cause an issue. So that's a good thing to have. Is that available from Agria?
It is, yeah. So it's available in all of our policies. It's not something you can purchase as a standalone product, but it is included in all of our policies. So depending on the level of cover, it can range between £1 million and £3 million. So and that does cover third-party liability claims, which, as you mentioned, if it could be catastrophic, depending on the nature of the incident. So absolutely. That's very important for us.
Yeah. I mean, I think that generally, you know, most people would think about a dog getting out accidentally, maybe causing an accident.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know, getting hit by a car, damaging people who are in the car. And let's face it, dogs bite, don't they, as well, in certain situations. That could stop somebody potentially from working for a little while. These are the things that go through my mind. You know, dogs are dogs are dog. So it's good to get insured for it if you possibly can. Okay. Sorry. Now, if an existing Agria policyholder has a dog with a vet diagnosed behaviour issue, which needs treatment, do you have a policy for that, Mark?
We do, yeah. So we do cover behavioral treatments, I'm pleased to say. So we do recognize that there is a limit for that behavioral treatment, and it has to be done via specific training groups and organizations. But yes, it is one that we've seen rise a little bit, especially after lockdown. We've probably
Yeah.
seen on the news cases of behavioral problems due to lack of socializing. Yeah, that's something that's yeah, very, very we're very conscious about. But yes, we appreciate that behavioral treatment can be quite broad, and that's why it has to be done through, it's all on our terms and conditions, various dog training organizations, and behaviorists, of course. To answer your question, we do.
Wonderful. And what about working dogs? Do working dogs get covered with Agria?
Yes, that's a little passion project of
Okay.
mine. Yes, we do cover working dogs, I'm really pleased to say. And we are currently developing and recently launched a new product. It's what we call service dogs. And we are able to cover all types of working dogs, with the exception of greyhound racing, which we're not too bothered about, to be honest. But
No.
we do cover all types of working dogs. So, if you can think about it, we'll be able to cover it. So whether it's your dog's a drug detection dog, a medical detection dog, if you do all kinds of work with your dog, we'll be able to cover for that. And it really started with our involvement with assistance dogs. So we insure thousands of assistance dogs across the country. We work with some of the biggest assistance dog charities. And what we found with working dogs is that these dogs are some of the best trained dogs in the country, and they are so well looked after. And it was just a bit odd to me that so many insurers have turned their backs on them, and I never really understood why, considering the
Yeah,
amount
that
of
is odd, isn't it?
considering the amount of training and investment these dogs have.
Yeah.
It just seems like common sense for us to be able to cover for them. So yeah, we were at the Emergency Services Show last year. I did a talk there about the importance of caring for working dogs, and of course working dogs do need their own downtime just like us.
Yes.
So it was an absolute privilege to meet all kinds of dogs, fire rescue dogs, search and rescue dogs. It's just amazing what these dogs can do. You think, we look to our televisions for superheroes and capes, but they're here
They're
every
at our
day.
feet. Yes, absolutely. Is there anything that you can't claim for, Mark?
Yes, well, I think it all comes down to education. A lot of people, a lot of misunderstanding is, and many of your listeners, I'm sure, will be very familiar with pet health packages at their vets, which would cover certain aspects like vaccinations. They may get a discount on various veterinary treatments and things like that. And people seem to think that if they've got a healthcare package, then that also counts as insurance, when it doesn't. It's a very different thing, because pet insurance wouldn't cover for sort of general maintenance and things like vaccinations or neutering, unless the neutering is related to a health condition. But as a general, treatment, a general course, we wouldn't cover things like vaccinations, or indeed neutering, things like that.
And of course, pre-existing conditions, I'm guessing.
Yes, so pre-existing is a big thing, and as a rule of thumb with pet insurance, they don't generally cover pre-existing conditions. There are some insurers out there that do, but I would just Just make sure that if for those who are interested to look through the terms and conditions, because they may say they cover pre-existing conditions, but there might be certain exemptions to that. For example, if your pet doesn't claim for that condition for X amount of years, then they may consider that. But as a general rule of thumb, it's pre-existing conditions isn't covered under pet insurance because.
Okay. Do policy costs increase whenever a claim is made? So, you know, like with our cars, sometimes if we have a prang, the insurance goes up because of it the next year. Does that happen in your world or not, Mark?
So I'm pleased to say it doesn't, which is very different to what I'm used to in my previous experience. So there are reasons why we do that is because, one, we don't want to put people off from taking their pet to the vet. If they're concerned about their pet's health in any shape or form, we don't want them to worry that, oh gosh, if I take my dog to the vets, it's going to go up tenfold in the following year. We don't directly increase claims as a result of you claim on your policy. So again, it's all about peace of mind, and it certainly extends to that.
That's excellent. And it is wonderful to have the opportunity to actually speak to somebody in the pet insurance industry, because I think a lot of us just think that, you know, you lot of these dusty old risk assessors who don't particularly care about dogs, you're just sitting there counting your money and, you know, you're a business, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not at all how it is. You've mentioned veterinary nurses working for your company. And of course, you yourself are heavily involved with dogs, lots of dog lovers going on there. So thank you for coming along just for that alone. It just makes the whole thing more human, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And if I may,
go ahead.
Some interesting news that I'm sure will be very interested to hear. So I know on your website you've written a lot of content on the banning of the XL bully breed,
yes,
in the UK, and it's something we've been watching very closely, and I'm really pleased to say that we are working towards insuring these dogs for their healthcare.
Wonderful news.
So it's because we know
well
that,
done.
Thank you. It's I just spoke to our marketing and they just said this is very hot off the press, which I'm really pleased to say, because and well, really, until now, you'd only be able to cover them, from my understanding, for third-party liability by various very specific providers, but no healthcare.
Yes. Mark, thank you so much for coming in today and putting a face to pet insurance.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Are you ready for the best party in town?
Dog Desk Animal Action will be at Dogfest 2024. Come and see us in Surrey and Hertfordshire, April and September.